英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听周一的读美文，欢迎是我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, happy Mondays, welcome to the show.
大家周一好，我们来读一篇村上春树的小说，这位小说家啊是鼎鼎大名的日本小说家，相信很多朋友都读过他的作品，也为他的那个得诺贝尔奖的经历呢而非常的揪心啊。
Yeah,
in English.
In English, okay, here it comes. Haruki Murakami.
Haruki Murakami, 就是村上春树了。中国朋友还是对他的这个中文名的翻译呢比较熟悉，也比较喜欢。
Yeah, he's also very popular in, well, the Netherlands and in other European countries, and even in America, also a lot of people know his books and know his name because he is really a gifted writer.
对，说他有多么 gifted 啊，有多么的有天赋呢？大家只要一读读他的书啊，你就知道，你发现他有一种自成一派的文学风格，他的想法构思呢，非常的 creative， 很新奇，
yeah.
而且他的写作的方式呢，是非常的潇洒自在，有一种 freedom 在里边啊，然后又不流于庸俗和浅薄。
Yeah, it's what makes his books very.Different, very unusual, and very original. And that's why I like them so much, I think. I actually dare to say that he is my favorite writer, and that my favorite book right now is his book called Kafka on the Shore. I don't know if you have read it. If you haven't yet, I will definitely recommend it to you.
Judy 老师比较喜欢村上的海边的卡夫卡啊，
yeah.
不知道咱们的听友，如果您现在在我们的一直播的视频直播间，也欢迎您呢通过评论的方式来跟我们分享一下您自己比较喜爱的村上的作品是哪一部。
I really, really enjoyed reading everything in that book. I remember, like, I think this book is the one book that made me miss my subway stops so many times, because I used to read a lot in the subway, right? Well, every time I came too late to appointments, to everything, because I was reading that book. It was so encapturing, and so, like, every time I finished a chapter, I was like, wait, what? What happened?Like something messed with my head. Like it was really great. Like,
其实我当时觉得有点意外的，就是说像外国人也喜欢这种日本作家描写的比较像东方人的心理特征的一些作品。
Yeah, it's very romantic and very, I don't know really how to say, very genuine. Very, very.
你知道东方人的内心世界其实是非常含蓄的。
Yeah.
很多的东西他不善于表达出来，而是愿意选用一些留白的方式。村上呢特别擅长刻画像日本人或者是亚洲人啊的、
yeah.
东方人的这种内心啊，有的时候很虚无、孤独、无奈又叛逆的际遇，和他那种很深重孤独的内心世界，但是他们不会表达的非常惨、非常悲、非常孤独，他会有一种比较轻松的方式，或者一种有时候是调侃的方式，有时候是升华的方式，让它变成非常的有一种 dignity， 有一种优雅的格调啊，一种乐在其中的境界。
Yeah. And precisely because it leaves so many blanks, it's kind of makes the reader, it pushes the reader to put himself or herself in the story. Like you really apply everything that happens in the story to your own life and to your own situation. And that is also very possible to it. And that makes it fun, you know?
是，你看他写的每一种人的际遇啊，你仿佛都觉得，哎，好像跟自己有点相似。所以说他是为了城市里生活的一些人们呢，提供一种生活的模式，或者是一种 life experience, 生命的体验。
Yes, definitely. And, well, like, same as this story of this week, when I was reading it, I did recognize some stuff in it.
你看，但今天我们要读这篇小短文，连朱莉老师看了都觉得，啊，我也有一些感同身受啊。
Mm-hmm.
就是这篇文章，这是史上我们有史以来读过的标题最长的一篇文章，叫做
On Seeing the 100% Perfect Girl One Beautiful April Morning.
那我们也应该翻译的比较诗意一些。在美丽的四月清晨遇到百分百完美女孩。 啊，听这个名字真的特别像小说，像言情小说，是不是
？It looks like the title of a poem, to be honest.
但是村上完全没有把它处理成一种言情小说，而是处理了很高几个级别，很高几个级别。那这个故事是讲的什么呢？情节特别简单 ，plot is so simple.
It's super simple, but yet so complex because you cannot explain it. You cannot explain the topic.Because it is love at first sight.
哦，哎，不过值得一提的是呢，这个遇见百分百女孩呢，是村上在80年代初啊 ，1980s 创作的18篇连载小说当中的一篇。
Yeah, it is a piece out of a collection of like all kinds of stories, like written by him and other writers.
对，那本书呢是有中文译本的。可以推荐大家去买一本来看看，叫做《遇到百分之百女孩》。这个里面的一套系列里呢，写了很多不同的故事，有什么半夜值班的很 horror 惊魂的故事，有写穷人家搬家的苦恼啊，有的很惊险，有的很 funny 很滑稽，有的很深沉，有的故事完整，有的可能就是一些片段。反正呢，是一篇可读性很强的休闲读物。
Yeah, it's also nice to read short stories, we can say from experience, because like who has time nowadays, right? And reading a whole book, that's kind of a commitment time-wise. But just a short story that makes you think, that makes you like escape reality sometimes, there's nothing wrong with that.
简单的介绍这些背景以后呢，哈，我们来了解一下这个故事的情节是什么。就是说一个四月的美丽的一个清晨，一个怎么说 a young man
is walking on the street and then suddenly he sees this girl.
Hey, 这个情景其实生活里经常常见，是不是？
Yeah.
一个少年在街头，哎，猛然的或者是很突然的很意外的就遇到了一个姑娘，一个小女孩，一个年轻的女孩。然后这个男孩突然间就觉得她就是自己寻找的百分百的完美的女孩。
Yeah, the guy, he sees the girl and he's like...Wait a minute, that is the perfect girl for me. I don't know why, I don't know how, and I don't know who this is, but I am 100% convinced that she is Mrs. Right. She is the one I supposed to end up with.
Okay, she is the one.
Yeah.
说就这么一眼看过去就觉得啊，就是这个人了，就是一个百分百的完美女孩。然后由此就开始在内心里引发一系列的遐想，
yeah.
说我要怎么去跟她说话呢？啊、，What should I say? Should I say this? Should I say that? 我应该鼓起勇气跟她说我要说什么。
It's so funny because actually I'm exactly the same way. If I see like this amazing, gorgeous guy on the street, I start thinking the same like he. Like, how to ask him out? Like, what will happen if I would, oh no, I should not do that. Oh, maybe this will happen if...Et cetera, et cetera. And then the guy is already long gone and I'm still in my head thinking about it.
所以他整篇文章都是这个少年在这个脑子里想
always, always.
想的如何说什么话，并且他还已经想好了我要去给对方这个女孩讲一个故事。
It's actually quite dangerous if it happens on the street. I was in the Netherlands, right? So I was just walking on the streets. It was morning. And then comes this guy on his bike and he passed by and it was such a handsome guy. So I was just looking at him and he was looking at me. But he was riding his bike, yeah? So it was pretty dangerous. So he was constantly looking at me and like you saw him like, you know, thinking. And then he fell off his bike because he punched like into a pole or something on the road. And I was so embarrassed. I felt guilty, you know, for making it.
你看看啊，这男孩在路上骑个车，不要随便看漂亮女孩。这样的话翻了车都不知道为什么。
Luckily, he was all right. He did not get injured or anything, but I just left pretty quick because I felt embarrassed, you know, because...
朱迪老师的经历就说明啊，就这种故事其实生活中人人都可以带入的，是不是？
Yeah, totally.
你在街上走着，突然间你发现一个人，哇，你觉得特别合眼缘或者是怎么样的。好，所以他就要想给这个女孩讲个故事。那么这个故事又是关于什么呢？所以这个是故事中的故事哈，就讲了一对哎，我们不说了啊，我们留到故事里，我们留到节目中跟大家一起慢慢的讲，好不好？今天有请 Judy 老师来为我们朗读课文。
On seeing the 100% perfect girl one beautiful April morning. One beautiful April morning, on a narrow side street in Tokyo's fashionable Harajuku neighborhood, I walked past the 100% perfect girl.Tell you the truth, she's not that good looking. She doesn't stand out in any way. Her clothes are nothing special. The back of her hair is still bent out of shape from sleep. But still, I know, from 50 yards away, she's the 100% perfect girl for me. The moment I see her, there's a rumbling in my chest, and my mouth is as dry as a desert. All I can remember about her, for sure, is that she was no great beauty. It's weird.
就在一个美丽的四月清晨 One beautiful April morning. It's the springtime.
Yeah, it's the springtime. And well, in springtime, we all have like the butterflies, right?
Yeah, 春天是一切浪漫的发生的可能、
mm-hmm.
On a narrow side street, 就在哪里啊 Tokyo, 东京的 fashionable, 一个非常时尚的
Harajuku neighborhood.
元素区 neighborhood, 就是元素这个区啊它的一条非常狭窄的小路上 narrow street.
I walked past the 100% perfect girl.
好 walk past, 就是从什么身边经过。他上来这个作者就说这样一句话他说我是从一位百分百完美的女孩身边经过。
Yeah, it's funny, this writer, he really expresses love and yeah, feelings in percentages.
哎，你对这个，所以这就是一种很奇特的心理嘛，就是人们喜欢在心里，有些人是喜欢在心里给对方打分的。
Yeah.
知道吗？就是我对你好感的增加，我会一分一分的往上累积；我对你好感的减少，我会在心里给你扣分。等你扣到零分、负分的时候，你就没有意义、没有价值了。
But that's weird, right? That you grade people like that. You're not a school, right?
就是不同的人嘛， yeah. 人就是这种心理啊。
But then I wonder, could you be together with someone who is like 80% your perfect girl, or 70, or maybe even 50?
哎这就是今天文章要探讨的主题了。你愿意和在你心目当中多少分的人相处或者是成为朋友、
yeah.
对不对好他这一上来以后呢、嗯、你看这少年啊就马上第一眼我就经过了一个百分百女孩。
Tell you the truth.
跟你说实话吧。
She's not that good looking.
哦她其实还不是那么的漂亮 good looking, 啊形容比较惊艳的美。
She doesn't stand out in any way.
Stand out 的意思呢是出众。
Yeah, to look different, to be different and more unique than other people, usually in a very positive way.、
Oh.
Like, if you are the best at school in everything, then you stand out.、
嗯、stand out, 站出来鹤立鸡群啊。在哪方面呢都不是那么出众。
Her clothes are nothing special.
连衣服的穿着呀也是非常的普通。
The back of her hair is still bent out of shape from sleep.
说这个头发的这个背后呢哈还是什么呀 ?out of shape, 还是非常翘起来的还是 bent, 翘起来的不整洁。为什么呢因为刚从这个是吧睡醒以后的那种翘起的状态。
Honestly, also guys and girls say everyone basically just out of bed has messy hair.
没事儿，反正睡觉起来都是爆炸头啊。
Mm-hmm.
But still, 仍然
I know from 50 yards away.
我从距离他50码远的地方我就知道了。
She's the 100% perfect girl for me.
她就是我心目当中百分百完美的女孩。
The moment I see her,
就在我看见她的那一刻啊
there's a rumbling in my chest.
好，这种心理啊，叫 rumbling， 有一种什么，一种咯噔咯噔咯噔的声音。
Yeah. A drumming, a rolling noise, like that your heart makes a jump.
啊，就是看到她那一刻，我的心里有一种胸口一种咯噔一颤的感觉。
And my mouth is as dry as a desert.
然后突然间这个嘴啊，就像沙漠一样的，就感觉到。干了啊，有点紧张，是不是
？All I can remember about her for sure is that she was no great beauty.
反正我对她所有的记忆啊 ，all I can remember about her 就是确信无疑的一个什么情况呢？就是我就记得她不是一个什么大美人。
Yeah, she's not very beautiful. It's weird.
所以这很奇怪啊！现在就是一个作者在回忆之前。看到她第一眼看到这个女孩的景象和心理活动是什么
She's walking east to west And I west to east It's a really nice April morning Wish I could talk to her. Half an hour would be plenty. Just ask her about herself. Tell her about myself and what I'd really like to do. After talking, we'd have lunch somewhere. Maybe see a Woody Allen movie. Stop by a hotel bar for cocktails.
She's walking east to west. 她的方向呢是从东走向西。而我的方向呢 and I west to east. 我是从西走向东。这是完全不一样的方向是吧
Yeah, they both go in an opposite way.
It's a really nice April morning. 可真是一个非常美妙的四月清晨。
Wish I could talk to her.
我倒是希望我能够跟她说会儿话呀。
Half an hour would be plenty.
半小时就足够了。
Just ask her about herself.
其实就是想问一问啊关于她的一些事情。这个东方人就是含蓄是吧
I mean...Already some brownie points for a guy that actually asks questions about you instead of just talking only about himself. For the guys out there, that is not the way how you flirt with a guy, a girl. No,
男孩跟女孩搭讪的时候还是应该多多问一下女孩自己的情况
Exactly.
而不是只是谈论着自己。Or tell her about myself.然后我也可以告诉他关于我的事情
much,、
啊、就是大家相互了解嘛是不是你的生活什么样啊你多大呀、啊
mm-hmm.
等等之类的。What I really like to do, 这就是我跟他说一说我的一些兴趣爱好。
Yeah, 我的爱好 ,my hobbies.
亚洲人确实是啊跟人与人之间还是保持一种比较有分寸的距离。
They keep a certain distance, yes.
没有说什么一上来就跟你要电话号码的这种那比较 low, 啊这种有点 low, 哈、啊。
After talking,
然后聊完以后呢，我们可以
we'd have lunch somewhere.
我们再找个地方共进午餐
Maybe see a Woody Allen movie.
或许再看上一场 Woody Allen 的电影
Stop by a hotel bar for cocktails.
Hotel bar 就是酒店的酒吧啊。顺便呢，可以在酒店的酒吧里喝一杯
鸡尾酒。
鸡尾酒。这是他的一个简单的想法、啊、
Yeah, he just thinks about this and he thinks he would like to take her out.
大家注意哦，这一系列的活动是发生在离他50码远的地方。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, imagine he's walking towards her. Like he's thinking all this while he's walking towards her.
以上这段话呢，用了走了大概35码的距离，完成了以上的思考。
Now, the distance between us has narrowed.To 15 yards. How can I approach her? What should I say? Good morning, miss. Do you think you could spare half an hour for a little conversation? Ridiculous. I sound like an insurance salesman. Pardon me, but would you happen to know if there's an all-night cleaner in the neighborhood? No, this is just as ridiculous. I'm not carrying any laundry, for one thing.Who's going to buy a line like that?
哎呀，这心里啊就一直想要说什么话了哈。现在这个距离呢，已经 narrow to 已经缩减到了15 yards 15码远的距离了。
Yeah, so the distance between them becomes smaller and smaller. It gets narrower, so it narrows. So narrow can be an adjective and a verb.
缩短缩小到15码远了。我怎么才能够靠近他呢才能接近他呢 How can I approach her? What should I say?
Yeah.
我说些什么呢
So now he starts panicking. Like usually people start panicking when they see someone and they really want to talk to that person because that person is very, very cute, but they don't know how. So they keep on thinking, what should I say?What should I say?
我觉得这些应该都是男生的必备技能吧。怎么跟女生搭讪？难道有女生主动上来跟你们说话吗
？Yeah, I mean, I also think that sometimes, you know, when I have to approach a guy and I'm like, what should I say? What should I say? Usually, like, you can just talk about the weather or something. No, don't do that. That's a really bad idea. Don't do that.
可是这位年轻男孩他所心里所想的却是这么的戏码，他是这么想的，他会说 ，Good morning, miss.小姐姐哈哈早上好。
Yeah, so he's now thinking like, okay, I could start like this maybe.、
Yeah. Do you think you could spare half an hour for a little conversation? 早上好您愿意抽出半个小时咱们简单的聊一聊吗
But then right after, he thinks, ridiculous.
好 ,ridiculous 的意思就是啊太荒唐了太荒谬了。我怎么能说这样的话呢 ?I sound like an
insurance salesman.
对呀、啊、我这样说的话我就会听上去像个卖保险的是不是
?It's so funny, this internal conversation he has. It's like, oh, I could do, oh no, that's ridiculous. Oh no, I can do, oh no, that's ridiculous.
直接把那个纸递上去说游泳健身了解一下。小姐姐游泳健身了解一下我们这里开了新的瑜伽馆哦。
It's exactly like that. It's exactly like that.
要不要试一下呢要不要我们抽出半个小时聊一聊谈一谈、啊、
I do feel sorry for those people who don't do that work, you know, because I wonder seriously, like, who actually buys things from them.
但是你可以从这个 ridiculous 的这种立即的自我否定你可以看得出来其实是个比较害羞的人。
Yeah, he's very shy. He's a very shy person.
好那这个主意不行了下一个。
Pardon me, but would you happen to know if there's an all-night cleaner in the neighborhood?
打扰一下不知道您知不知道附近有没有通宵营业的洗衣店呢这个借口怎么样
No, this is just as ridiculous.
这个也同样荒谬不行的这不行太荒唐了。
I'm not carrying any laundry, for one thing.
Laundry, 就是洗衣服啊的这些东西哈说我什么洗衣服的东西我都没带衣服也没带。
Who's going to buy a line like that?
Buy a line 的意思是相信，是吧
？Yeah，
谁会相信这样的鬼话呢
？If you buy something, like if I tell Jingjing, like, hey Jingjing, yesterday I found a pot of gold on the street.
Oh,
then if she believes what I say, then she bought it. Then she believes it.
我相信了，我中招了。
If she doesn't buy it, which I hope she doesn't, then.It means that she doesn't believe it.
明白，就是 buy a line 的意思呢，就是轻易的相信了，中了某人的圈套了。哎呀，这个不行。
Maybe the simple truth would do. Good morning. You are the 100% perfect girl for me. No, she wouldn't believe it. Or even if she did, she might not want to talk to me. Sorry, she could say.I might be the 100% perfect girl for you, but you're not the 100% boy for me. It could happen. And if I found myself in that situation, I'd probably grow to pieces. I'd never recover from the shock. I'm 32, and that's what growing older is all about.
要不要直接跟他说实情算了 Maybe the simple truth will
do. Yeah, if something will do or would do, that's the past, that means then it's enough,、mm. then it's sufficient.
That would work.
Yeah, it would work.
也就行了是不是你直接了当的说没准也不错。我就说呀我说早上好 good morning,、您就是我心目当中百分百完美的女孩。
No, she wouldn't believe it.
她马上又自我否定说不会，他肯定不会相信的。
Or even if she did, she might not want to talk to me.
或者要么，即使他真的相信了，他也不会想跟我说话的。
Sorry, she could say.
他完全可以说，哦哦哈，对不起。
I might be the 100% perfect girl for you.But you're not the 100% boy for me.
他会非常礼貌地说啊，虽然我可能是你心目中百分百完美的女孩，但是你并非我心目中百分百完美的男孩。
It could happen.
这种事是经常发生的，对不对
？And if I found myself in that situation, I'd probably go to pieces.
哎呀，你突然觉得这个男孩的内心好可爱呀，哈，内心是多么的
He's very cute,
对，
yeah.
多么的可爱而脆弱。他说：“天哪，如果我要是遇到这种情形的话 ，If I found myself in that situation, I'd probably go to pieces. 我会碎裂成片片的啊，我会崩溃的，而且我再也无法恢复过来。
I'd never recover.” From the shock.
我也永远不会无法从这种震惊当中呢恢复过来。
I'm 32.
我已经32岁了。
And that's what growing older is all about.
这句话什么意思? That's what growing older is all about.
Well, it means that he says, okay, I'm already 32. And at that age, you cannot take a rejection anymore. Because at that age, if you're still single, then like, you feel like you're a failure. That's so not true.
我已经32岁了，你知道我这个年纪的人，我根本经不起这样的打击。
People should stop age shaming themselves, seriously.
我觉得很有意思，大家身边有没有遇到过这样的一些男孩，就是他们内心啊、
oh, yeah.
就是真的是，就是你进十步他才进一步，然后你退一步他退一百步，就这种就特别啊，内心特别脆弱，特别玻璃心，然后根本经不起打击，然后特别小心翼翼地保护着自己。
Surprisingly yes, like some guys that I know are exactly like this. So if you guys are listening, just don't do what this guy is doing.
是不是刚刚想探出头去看看外面的情况，然后哇有个风吹草动，马上砰一下回家把门关起来，然后又在家里自己又难过，哎呦郁闷，哎呀、
yeah.
怎么能这样呢，哎呀世界对我太不公平了。
But that doesn't really make it better, right? Like, you should definitely do something about your self-confidence then.
所以村上写到这篇小说的时候，我就想到我身边遇到过的一些人，但就是这种个性。反正你说他可爱嘛，也挺可爱的，但是你说他，哎呀反正啊，写得很好，我觉得他把亚洲人这种心理写得很好。
I takeA few more strides and turn. She's lost in the crowd. Now, of course, I know exactly what I should have said to her. It would have been a long speech, though far too long for me to have delivered it properly. It would have started once upon a time and ended a sad story, don't you think?
哎呀，这也是一个作家哈、啊，这个脑海里马上就会有编故事了哈、啊。这个时候他说 ，I take a few more strides.
Yeah,
strides 是大踏步的往前走。
Yeah, so he takes a few strong, confident steps. Strides are very determined steps, like which you take when you're in a hurry and you know exactly where you're going.
嗯，大家这个听到精彩的地方，觉得写得好的，可以多点几个赞啊，press some.Favorites, 好不好
Yeah, yeah, press that button, press that like, I think.
来我们看一下哈，他呢、
oh, yeah.
就来了，说来就来了哈。你看你在村上写的好，写的好的地方你就写，他说我又向前走了几步，然后这个时候呢转过身来一看，因为他俩的方向是相反的，对不对
？Yeah, he already passed her because obviously he's thinking way too much, so he didn't do anything. He passed her.
Oh,
he takes a few strides and then he turns. He turns around.
She's lost in the crowd. 他已经消失在人群中了。
Yeah, and only now, of course, I know exactly what I should have said to her.
你看，哎，直到这个时候，我才确切的知道我本来应该跟他说什么的。
It would have been a long speech.
不过呢，我想我会说一段很长的话。
Though far too long for me to have delivered it properly.
会长到什么呢 ?too 结构。啊，长到以至于啊，我根本没有办法把这些话说明白。好，我们来看这个 deliver something. Deliver 可以表示说话的意思。
Yeah, you deliver a speech. So, like that is the verb that is always attached to the word speech or a sermon or like something official, a lecture.、
Ah.
You deliver it. You can also deliver a postcard.Or you deliver something to your teacher, but it's not really.
对 ，deliver 呢是运送的意思。当然，它也可以运送我们的思想，那就是说话了。Deliver a speech 就是发表演讲，对不对 ？Deliver it properly 就是能够妥善的说清楚、说明白。他说呀，我觉得我应该会讲一段很长的话，而且长到我根本没有办法把它妥善的说明白。
It would have started.Once upon a time.
当然这个故事会以从前开头，然后以什么结尾呢
?And ended. A sad story, don't you think?
结尾的最后一句话是，这真是一个伤感的故事啊，你不这样认为吗？他已经想好了开头和结尾了。
Yeah, you already thought of the beginning and the end. That's kind of an impressive skill to have, though, isn't it?
好，接下来呢就进入了文章的第二个主要的层次了，就是说这个故事中的故事又是什么呢？这个男孩本来想讲的是一个怎样的故事呢？
Once upon a time, there lived a boy and a girl. The boy was 18 and the girl 16. He was not unusually handsome, and she was not especially beautiful. They were just an ordinary lonely boy and an ordinary lonely girl, like all the others. But they believed, with their whole hearts, that somewhere in the world they lived the 100% perfect boy and the 100% perfect girl for them. Yes, they believed in a miracle. And that miracle actually happened
once upon a time. 从前有一个男孩和一个女孩。There lived a boy and a girl. The boy was 18, 男孩18岁。And the girl
was 16,
女孩16岁。
He was not unusually handsome.
他不是那种不同寻常的帅气，也就是说他帅不帅。
Yeah, he was not handsome, he was not shy, but he was also not ugly, he was also not 丑。
对，就是说他不帅也不丑，反正就一般嘛。那他，女他呢？
She was not especially beautiful.
对了，这女孩呢也不是特别的漂亮。
She was just 一般般的。
对，一般般的 plain look。
They were just an ordinary lonely boy and an ordinary lonely girl.
哎，你不觉得这种讲述方式非常亚洲人吗？啊
，Yeah，
非常亚洲人啊，就是非常简单的给你勾勒出一个很简单的人物形象，是吧？从前一个男孩，一个女孩，男孩多少岁，女孩多少岁啊？然后他们长什么样子？
But,
然后他只是一个什么样的个性呢 ？Were just an ordinary lonely boy， 一个普通的什么？寂寞的男孩和普通的孤独的女孩。
Yeah, a lot of people actually like to read, or like look at the videos or like television series about ordinary people because they recognize themselves more easily in the characters. Whereas if they are like these super pretty movie stars, then they're like, yeah, it's fun to look at, but I will never be like that.
倒也是哈，你说这艺术创作里面要是写一些普通人的形象的话，可能更加能够引起人们的共鸣，是不是？
Side note, all those famous people and those are pretty, they are of course a little bit polished by like, you know, certain apps and certain Photoshop things, but let's not go into that.
好，就说吧哈，他们的这个身份呢，或者是说他们的个性呢，就是这样，只是普通的，非常普通的哈，啊，男孩，然后 ordinary,
like all the others.
他还强调了一个 lonely.
Yeah.
Lonely. 你看，村上经常写这个比较 lonely 的人物。
Yeah.
因为他自己就是一个 lonely 的人物，除了写作就是跑步。
He is a very lonely person. He is lookingFor love. Like, he already emphasized, like, yeah, I'm already 32. And not that that's bad, but he makes it a problem because he's lonely.
你知道孤独的人是尤其需要寻求安慰的、啊
yeah.
寻求关系和安慰的。他们普通的就像 all the others, 和其他人没什么两样。
But they believed with their whole hearts that somewhere in the world,There lived the 100% perfect boy and the 100% perfect girl for them.
哎，但是他们唯一不同的地方在于啊，他们全心全意的 believe, 相信 with their whole hearts, believed with their whole hearts that somewhere in the world, 在世界上的某个地方呢，一定是生活着他们自己心中啊，那一个百分百完美的男孩和那一个百分百完美的女孩。所以他们心目中有一种非常完美的梦想。
Yeah, they really have a nice dream there. They're very idealistic and
来大家想一想
very cute.
好，大家想想自己是不是这样的一种期待呢
？Yeah，
朱莉老师看来也是有这样的期待的哈。我们从那个 yeah 就能听出来了啊，大家你们是吗 ？As they believe in a miracle， 因为他们相信啊奇迹的存在。人们都说世上没有完美，可是这两个男孩女孩呢，他们就特别的相信。
And that miracle actually happened.
然后这个奇迹就真的发生了。
One day, the two came upon each other on the corner of a street. This is amazing, he said. I've been looking for you all my life. You may not believe this.But you are the 100% perfect girl for me. And you, she said to him, are the 100% perfect boy for me. exactly as I'd pictured you, in every detail. It's like a dream.
哎呀，想到奇迹，奇迹就发生了。有一天 ，one day, the two came upon each other. 好，我们来看一下这个 came upon or come upon each other 的意思是什么呢
？Well, to meet each other.
啊、
if I meet Jing Jing on the street, that actually happened. Then I come upon Jing Jing.
其实就是偶遇了，也就是相遇了。
Yeah.
啊，所以说相遇有很多词，不仅仅是 meet 可以表达，像 came upon 这些。
Yeah.
也是非常口语的 On the corner of a street 就在一条街的拐角处啊相遇了啊，什么歌里都唱什么转角处遇到爱呀、啊，说明这个街上大家都得上街走一走、啊、街头就有爱的奇遇呀、啊。说呢就在街的拐角处相遇了
This is amazing he said
男孩说这真的太神奇了
I've been looking for you all my life
我一生都在寻找你 ，looking for somebody， 寻找 all my life， 整个一生都在寻找你。但是你可能不相信
，You may not believe this， but you're the 100% perfect girl for me。
但是啊，你就是我心目当中百分百完美的女孩。
And you， she said to him，
而你呢？女孩对男孩说
，Are the 100%。Perfect boy for me.
你也是我心目当中百分百完美的男孩哦。
Exactly as I pictured you in every detail.
好，我们来看这句话，叫 exactly, 一模一样。
Yeah, precisely.
就像是 I had pictured. Picture, 这里呢就是作画。
Yeah, imagined. Like as I imagined you to be.
脑海中的想象叫做 I pictured something.我脑海里能够浮现这样的画面，就跟我脑海当中想象的呀 ，in every detail， 每一个细节都一模一样。
It's like a dream，
真的就像是做梦一样。所以这个故事的开头还比较的 romantic，
very very romantic。
这个叫做 when perfect meets perfect。
Then the boy said to the girl， "Let's test ourselves just once."If we really are each other's 100% perfect lovers, then sometime, somewhere, we will meet again, without fail. And when that happens, and we know that we are the 100% perfect ones, we'll marry then and there. What do you think? Yes, she said, that is exactly what we should do. And so...They parted, she to the east, and he to the west.
非常的戏剧性哈、啊。Mm-hmm. 当完美和完美遇见以后呢，两人就有一些其他的想法啊。Then the boy said to the girl, 男孩啊就对女孩说，这样吧 ，Let's test ourselves just once. Test 这里是什么？测验、试验、测试一下。
Yeah, just once. They did not trust it. They thought, okay, this is way too perfect. This cannot be. So we must test it. We must see if this is really true.
对呀、啊，他们觉得这种偶遇或者是这种奇迹来的呀，简直是太奇迹了。所以他们不大相信可能是真的。于是男孩就说，我们应该来测试一下我们自己，好不好？我们就测试一次就行了。Just once.
If we really are each other's 100% perfect lovers, then sometime, somewhere, we will meet again without fail.
对，你看，如果我们假设是真的哈、啊，假设 we really are, 我们真的是对方的那个百分百完美的恋人的话 ,100% perfect lover, 那么某时某地 ,sometime, somewhere, 我们肯定会再次遇见 ,right? We will meet again without fail. 而且是 without fail 是什么意思啊肯定而且不会、
yeah.
不会失败的。
There, it won't be bad. It will definitely be like this if we are each other's like 100% perfect one.
对我们一定会在未来的某个时间某个地点再次相遇的。
And when that happens,
如果真的是按这样发生的话
，and we know that we are the 100% perfect ones，
对不对？对不对？那个时候我们就可以百分百的确定我们是完美的一对了。
we'll marry then and there.
然后我们就在那个时间，就在那个地点，我们遇到的时候，我们就在原地结婚，你觉得怎么样？
What do you think?
这是一个很大胆的想法。
Yes, she said. That is exactly what we should do.
女孩同意了，女孩说，没错，可以，这就是我们应该做的。
And so, they parted.
好，这个 part, P-A-R-T 呢，就是分开了。
Yeah, they left each other. So if you part with someone, you each go to a different direction.、
Mm-hmm.
You leave each other.
They parted, 他们分开了。
She to the east.
他向东。
And he to the west.
他向西。
The test they had agreed upon, however...was utterly unnecessary and the worst plan ever. For one winter, both the boy and the girl came down with the season's terrible influenza, and after drifting for weeks between life and death, they lost all memory of their earlier years.
可是这样一个测试呢，真的是They had agreed upon, 就是他们约定的，他们同意的这个测试啊，真的是史上最糟糕的。Was utterly, utterly 是完全
completely, entirely
unnecessary, 完全没有必要的一个非常 worst plan ever.
Yeah, it was stupid to do that. They had no reason to do this because it only made it fail. For one winter.
在某一年的冬天吧
Both the boy and the girl came down with the season's terrible influenza.
好，我们看到这样一个短语叫 come down, 就是说被疾病击倒，可以说叫 come down.
Yeah, if you come down with a certain illness or sickness, that means that you caught something, you picked up a certain disease, a virus or a bacteria that makes you sick.
季节性 terrible influenza, 季节性流感。
The flu. The influenza is flu.
所以男孩女孩都同时患上了可怕的季节性流感。
Mm-hmm.
After drifting for, drifting 就是漂流啊，也可以理解为是挣扎 for weeks between life and death. 哦，看来是经过几周的生死挣扎过后呢。
It's very severe. They probably had a really bad fever.
对啊，所以流感大家还是要小心啊。
They lost all memory of their earlier years.
发生个意外的情况。就是他们都失忆了 ,lost all memory, 关于早年的记忆啊，通通都荡然无存。
Time passed with shocking swiftness.
时间真是飞逝如电。
And soon, the boy was 32, the girl 30. One beautiful April morning, in search of a cup of coffee to start the day.The boy was walking from west to east, while the girl, intending to send a special delivery letter, was walking from east to west. But along the same narrow street in the Harajuku neighborhood of Tokyo, they passed each other in the very center of the street.
Time passed with a shocking swiftness. Swiftness 是一种迅速啊，时间飞逝的呀，真是惊人的快。
Speed. Yeah, this time passed so quickly, so fast.
突然间十几年就过去了哈、啊，这个时候男孩已经32岁，女孩是30岁了。就在一个特别美丽的四月的清晨
，Yeah, one beautiful April morning,
in search of a cup of coffee to start the day.男孩呢是在寻找一杯咖啡啊来开始新的一天。然后这个时候他就走在街上从
From west to east. Now pay attention. When they parted, when they left each other, the boy was walking to the west. And now he's walking to the east. And guess what? The girl now walks from the east to the west.
就这么巧他是从西向东走的啊在找到说哪个店买杯咖啡。然后这个时候呢，女孩是从东向西走来。
Of course, she was doing something more useful than just looking for a cup of coffee. Women are so hardworking, like seriously.
其实她是想要做什么？她想 intending to 想要
send a special delivery letter.
哦，是要去寄一封快递信件，叫 special delivery， 特别投递的信件。
was walking from east to west.
你看，这么巧，果然在未来的某一天，他们确实有机会再次遇见了。
But along the same narrow street in the Harajuku neighborhood of Tokyo.
当然，他们是沿着东京元素区的同一条小街相对而行的。
They passed each other in the very center of the street.
他们就在街道的正中央呢，彼此擦肩而过。
The faintest gleam of their lost memories glimmered for the briefest moment in their hearts. Each felt a rumbling in their chest. And they knew, she is the 100% perfect girl for me. He is the 100% perfect boy for me. But the glow of their memories was far too weak.And their thoughts no longer had the clarity of 14 years earlier. Without a word, they passed each other, disappearing into the crowd. Forever. A sad story, don't you think? Yes. That's it. That is what I should have said to her.
就在他们相遇的刹那间 theFaintest gleam.
Yeah, the slightest spark, the slightest glimmer, the slightest glitter.
这是一种非常微弱的光芒。
Yeah.
Faintest, 非常微弱的 gleam, 光芒。什么样的光芒呢? Of their lost memories. 就是他们失去的那段记忆啊。突然间啊。
Glimmered.
Glimmer, 就是哎呦泛起了一些微弱的光芒。
Yeah, if you wear a piece of jewelry, like a necklace or like some earrings that are like shiny, glittery, then they glimmer. So you can imagine if a memory glimmers, then your memory is sort of like triggered a little bit. You think, I see this before somewhere, oh, never mind.
那段失去的记忆是在各自的心中啊。For the briefest
The
moment, 就是特别特别短的一下的泛起了一种很微弱的光芒啊，似有似无的光芒。他们各自呢都感觉到胸口中同时咯噔的一颤，就是当年的那种 rumbling in their chest.
Yeah, each felt a rumbling in their chest.
然后他们突然间意识到了什么
？They knew she is the 100% perfect girl for me.
啊、哦，男孩意识到。她是我心中百分百完美的女孩。
He is the 100% perfect boy for me.
女孩意识到，她也是我心目中百分百完美的男孩。
But the glow of their memories was far too weak.
但是他们因为失忆了，记不住啊，就这种记忆的光芒啊，真的是太微弱了 ，far too weak.
And their thoughts no longer had the clarity of 14 years earlier.
关键是他们的 thoughts, 他们对彼此的感觉呢已经不再像是14年前那样的with the clarity, 清晰了。
Yeah. I mean, if you're young, then you remember things more easily. That's what they say, at least. And that's what they mean with this sentence, too. Like, okay, so they were not as sharp as when they were 18 years old and 16 years old.
嗯，所以就感觉到很，啊，好像似有似无的感觉。这个时候 ，without a word, they passed each other. 他们一声不吭的，一句话都没有说的，就穿过了彼此，擦肩而过
，disappearing into the crowd，
消失在了人群中
，forever. A sad story, don't you think?
以后呢？从此以后就再也没有相遇过了。这是一个是悲伤的故事，你觉得吗
？Yes.That's it.
是的，这就是故事的全部。
That is what I should have said to her.
这就是我当时呢，应该跟她说的。这个时候是作者自己的一段陈述了。他想到的是跟他擦肩而过的那个女孩，我应该告诉她的就是这样的一个故事。
I really think he should have said it to her, you know? Like, this story obviously says something like, if you feel so strong about something...Just do it. Don't be too shy, because otherwise you will regret it. You will regret not talking to that girl or boy what you like so much for whatever reason. I mean, what do you got to lose? Nothing.
村上的这个小说啊，总是给人一种非常随意的啊，一气呵成的感觉。读起来呢 ，not too fast, not too slow, 不快也不缓，非常适合在一种懒洋洋的天气，跟那些主人公们一起体验着这种伤感而奇怪的故事。
It is kind of funny though, like imagine for a second he did do it, huh? That they were walking on the street and he's walking towards her and then he's like, excuse me, miss, can I tell you a story? And then he starts this story and like, would this girl be weirded out? Like, I think so. She'd be like, okay, why are you telling me this story?
我觉得这个作者啊，就是有一种非常缱绻的那种内心世界啊。本来这个街头邂逅这种故事是非常普通的，很简单。一般来讲，可能平平淡淡就过去了。最多男孩心里有些想法，想跟这个女孩搭讪，并且没有说成话等等，但是没有想到这个男孩的内心他非常辗转，他还要讲一个长长的故事，然后他又特别有情绪，他又特别想发生一点什么、
yeah.
但是他又不确定他的感觉是否是真的。
He's a very 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 sensitive guy, I think, and he's really looking for a kind of love that is romantic and innocent and pure and like as in the books, you know.So, I guess that's why he's like having this whole internal conflict of should I talk to her, shouldn't I talk to her? Because talking to her also brings the risk of rejection.
他其实写的是一个非常宿命和伤感的故事，但是这个村上处理起来呢，却有一种淡定和持稳，有的时候你还能读出一种欲盖弥彰的轻佻在里面。那这个作者想要说明什么？可能就是想说明在我们很多人的心中，或者是某类人的心中，我们就对百分百持着一种幻想和肯定，但是呢，我们又不能完全肯定到底有没有百分百，所以我们需要去测试它。
You should try it. You should go for it.
但是我们测试它呢，我们又承受不起这种测试的结果，我们不能忍受这个百分百被破灭的感觉。
Better to try and fail than to never try at all, because I think that is more failure, to be honest.
就是我们在寻找心中百分百的那个人，又或者说呢，我们找到了，我们以为我们找到了，但是呢，这个人不是我们心中百分百的人，但是那种感觉和记忆呢，却是如此的真实。
Actually, I think there are many ways of like figuring out beforehand if that person is like the one or like perfect for you, so to say. Usually you meet someone like that when you are doing something you love and you're totally not thinking about finding another person to share your life with, and that is right when it happens, usually.
这种人物的内心呢，是他既充满着一种美好的希望，他呢又没有那么的勇敢，但是呢又比较的脆弱，容易受伤。的这种内心世界。
He's very, very afraid of rejection and afraid of getting hurt. But on the other hand, if he, like, meant with the boy in the story himself and suggested to part, to test their love, he's also very afraid of making the wrong choice. He's afraid of commitment.
对呀。
So this story contains a lot more layers to it than actually the story, the letters alone, you know?
所以人们在成长的过程当中呢，都常说哈，说不要寄希望于说别人是完美的，因为你自己也不可能完美，这个世界上没有完美的存在。
Exactly.
但是仍然有这样的一批人，他们的内心还是坚信这个世上有完美的，所以他们愿意去寻找这种完美，但是他们又不希望这个完美被破坏。
I actually asked my friend, because she's about to marry,And I asked her, like, how do you know you want to marry him? And then she said something like, I realized I can totally live with his imperfections. And
那他很成熟啊。
That's a good one. That's really a good one. She said, nobody is perfect, but to find the right one, you have to look at all his imperfections, quote-unquote imperfections, like the things you don't like about him, and check if you can live with them. If you can live with them, it's fine.
这个生活跟这个感觉啊是不一样的，这是你的期待是、
yeah.
是什么样子，但是和你生活在一起的又是什么样子，这个是不一样的，但是人的内心中还是可以保留一份对完美的期待吧、是吧。
You can, and it's nice to fantasize, of course.
我很喜欢他这个标题叫做 100% Perfect Girl, 所以可以看得出来这个作者也是一个对于完美有着某种期待的人、
yeah.
啊。
And it's very personal, of course, too. Like, the 100% perfect boy for me is not the 100% perfect boy for Jing Jing. And I'm glad it is, because there are many people out there in the world. And yeah, we, like in the Netherlands, we have a saying, on every jar there's a lid. So everyone finds the one he or she is looking for eventually.
他真的是写出来了一种很好的生活方式和生活体验。村上的文章呢，今天就为大家介绍和赏析到这里。微信公众号推送当中呢，也会为同学们带来一首非常好听的歌曲。好，感谢大家收听今天的节目，感谢您的收看，谢谢Judy老师。
Thank you all for listening.
我们下次见。
See you next time.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.